Everybody, I'm going to start a new season here with at least a couple of episodes about flying. For some reason, I realized I never posted anything, but, you know, I've been a pilot for a few years now. And I've been looking, you know, to do some more adventures, you know, flying, inspired always by Top Gun, and why not, and who isn't? Just your standard Cessna or Piper flight, right? Which is what I can actually do by myself. So this episode is going to be about acrobatic flying. And as I wrote in the description, it is something that I always looked from the outside, especially those sort of more of a more of the commercial, you know, sides of things, when you can go there and experience a roller coaster. And so I'm like, yeah, not sure it interests me, right? Have flown on a jet, doing some acrobatic moves in the past. And this is another episode, by the way. I'm like, yeah, so I've postponed this, not really interested, for a few years now, until about a month ago, when I was in Vegas for a business conference, and I decided to give it a try. So I, again, as always, there's no paid advertising, no sponsorship, no, you know, commercial endorsement in any vendor or any partnership or anyone really that embarks in these adventures with me, but I use the more traditional one. I think they're the biggest ones, called Sky Combat in Vegas. They have a ton of different packages. It's not, you know, cheap. I chose the one that allow me to actually fly the plane and do some of those maneuvers myself. There's another package where you can, if you go to a friend especially, right, you do some dog fighting, you know, air combat, you know, I think it's fun, but I was looking to actually trying to do the maneuvers myself, and as always, typically the case that everything that I do, people, my friends typically don't tend to follow me. So that's why I got, again, very, very easy. It's like 20 minutes or so from downtown Vegas, so if you happen to be there for a show or a conference, it's an easy drive. They'll pick you up, they will drop you off back at the hotel, so it's very good service. The team is extremely good, from sort of the customer service guys to and gals to the pilots, right? And I had this lady as my pilot and instructor, and she was amazing, right? If you think about that, what they do every day, right, they will pull like, you know, 6-7 AGs multiple times a day. That's pretty impressive. So you have these different packages. Again, if you want to do it, something I would not have thought that was actually worth the money, I take it back right now. So it was a super cool experience. Nothing scary, right? Nothing like it, but it's just the experience of flying that airplane and doing some of the maneuvers. The airplane is extremely agile. It's extremely light, super powerful. Right, immediately when you take off, of course, the instructor is taking off the plane and landing it. Although she did let me fly back to the airport. She pulls like 90-degree, you know, take off right off the start, and if you're not expecting it, like I wasn't, it just hit my head, you know, in the metal right behind my seat. It was that part was not fun, but it's amazing, right? We're talking about over 200 miles, knots, right? In terms of speed, I think the maximum speed in the airplane is like 260 knots, which is pretty amazing. Again, I recommend you go and you do. That'll be my recommendation based on what I heard the other sort of customers describing. Do that, not the basics, but the sort of intermediary one where you can fly the airplane. Even if you're not a pilot, right? of course, the instructor has full controls in the back. So if something goes wrong, they will pretty much, I'm sure they're going to be able to recover that airplane, especially their airplane. I think nobody can actually crash it, right? The maneuvers are typically done at 8,000, 9,000 feet. So it's pretty, there's a lot of room to make any mistakes and still be able to recover the airplane. What else I can tell? I typically don't get seasick, but I did take my Dramamine a couple of hours before, just in case. I think it was a good call. There was this this guy who was just doing the normal flight, right? Not flying itself or, you know, by himself or anything. It's just going for the roller coaster, I call it, experience. And it wasn't a great experience, right? Because he just threw up, I think, at the very beginning. So, you know, he thought it would be fine. So we expect that, I think. It's, you know, they recommend it. I think even though you are not prone for seasickness, I think it's strongly recommended. I would do it. The other thing, too, is you can ask them how many Gs you want to pull, right? So a typical, like, loop will pull about 3-4 Gs. You can go up to 6, right? And they can take you up to 9 to make sure you're going to pass, you know, out. I did not pass out, but it was very close to, right? You start having that tunnel vision. I told them, like, look, let's try it, but I do not want to pass out, right? I don't want to be on video, like, you know, hitting my head everywhere. That's not a cool experience. Then you wake up, you have no idea where you are. But many people did, right? And if it's that's your idea of fun, go for it. They can definitely make you pass out unless you are an alien, right? And there was this dude with us, and he pulled, like, I think positive G's, right? When you forcing the blood, you know, down from your head, I think he pulled something like 8 G's 3 times, and then negative G's, like, up to, I think, 4 or 5, which is, like, insane, right? Your blood goes all to your brain, all of your blood goes to your brain, and then boom, your blood goes to your feet. And he did it 3 times, not in the same flight, in 3 different flights. So the guy was pretty amazing. I think he was born to do that. He didn't know it, right? But again, everybody's different. So I would recommend that, those G-forces. I think up to 6, you get the feeling of it. I wouldn't myself, right? I don't see the fun in passing out, but some people do. What else can I say about it? Yeah, just pretty much, it's a lot of fun. It's a roller coaster on steroids, of course, at 9,000 feet. And it's something that I just wanted to post because I may or may not have said this in another episode, but it's something that I thought wasn't fun, right? I'm like, yeah, you know, and I was so wrong, right? So much that, again, if I get a chance, I'll do it again. Again, it's not cheap, so be ready to spend, like, you know, $1,000+ in a, you know, 35-40 minute flight. You can go higher than that, depending on what you ask these guys, what kind of maneuvers you ask, right? They, of course, they have this bunch of add-ons they offer you, you know, once you get there, right? So, which is fair. It's just how they run their business. The founder is a super experienced guy, former F-16 Navy pilot, and decided to open this business many years ago. So again, very cool. Facilities are great. While you wait, by the way, before and after, right? I mean, they have a bunch of, you know, they have beer, they have drinks, they have some snacks, they have a pool table, they have a foosball table, they have a nice sofas, they have a great, great sort of area where you can watch the videos and training and see what the maneuvers are like and what you're supposed to do and not to do. So they have all that, so you can definitely hang out there. Even if you have friends who are not gonna be flying, they can definitely go with you, because they can have fun just playing pool and, you know, foosball and doing other stuff there. So it's very nice. Again, that's it. That's all I have to do, under 10 minutes, but I needed to get this one out there. Bye, everybody.